Tell us about this journey you've had with four teams last 5 years. How did you deal with it? Did you get depressed at times, or how did it go for you?
You know, it's been a whirlwind. Starting off in Atlanta, then getting traded to St. Louis, and then training camp with San Diego last year, and then Dallas. After the training camp, I was released. You know, it's been a rough road, rocky start, but you know, I just had to keep my head on straight, keep a positive attitude, and just keep continuing to work hard and just give it everything I had and just wait on the right opportunity to come along and just make the most of it.
So why did you think it didn't work out in those other places for you before you hit it big last year?
Well, I had some battled some injuries early on in my career. You know, it set me back a few, and then I had a serious injury my third year, torn some ankle ligaments and broke my fibula, knocked me out the whole season. And then the next season was still trying to work, fight through that, the injury recovery and stuff, and still wasn't myself. And then the lockout actually helped me out a lot. I got to work out with Fitzgerald up in Minnesota and found a great doctor to get me back to where I needed to be. And it's all worked out so far, you know, and just stepped me up in Dallas and had a great season there last year. And now I'm a Jacksonville Jaguar, and I can't be more happy.
Have they told you you're the number one receiver?
No, the number one, number two, that doesn't matter to me. I just want to go out there, learn this offense as fast as I can. I'm real familiar with it already, and just go out there and make plays and help the team win and get back where they want to be.
Is it? Do you think you'll get more coverage now as a one or as the one or the two than you did as the three? Will it be more of a challenge?
Yeah. Well, every day it's going to be a challenge, you know, just to continue to grow and get better and learn more things from different coaching, and you just got to go out there and work hard every day, never take anything for granted, and just got to continue. Can't forget where I came from and continue to get better, and keep working hard because it's only going to get harder.
Could you just talk about your impressions of Blaine Gabbert and how much have you actually watched him on film or otherwise?
I have watched him a couple times last year during the season. He looks solid, man. I'm excited to play for him. Looks like he's up and coming. He's going to be a great player in this league, and I'm excited to be catching passes from him in the up and coming season.
What was yesterday like for you, as far as just like what tipped the scales?
Yesterday was nerve wracking. You know, it was so much excitement and so much anxiety of trying to make the right decision, and you know, I just talked to my wife, talked to my parents, and you know, just figured out that this is going to be our new home, and you know, they welcomed me with open arms and really wanted me to be here, and I really wanted to be here, and we made it happen yesterday.
The Jaguars might not have said that you're the number one receiver, but Jaguars fans were really looking for one. Can you talk about the challenge of having the success that you had in Dallas and duplicating that here? 11 touchdowns would be something that they'd be pretty happy with here.
Yeah, definitely. That's my goal, always to succeed the previous year. So I got to keep working hard and keep making plays and just doing everything I can do to stay ahead of and stay on top of my game and just continue to get better.
Was there anything that happened yesterday, though, that kind of like sealed the deal for you as far as how you were coming into this?
Yeah, I wanted to get a feel for the coaches, you know, feel them out, talk to them, and kind of get some information on them and see the tour of the facilities and stuff. And once I heard about the new owner upgrading all this stuff in this year and next year coming up, I'm just excited about the organization and the direction they're heading, and they think I can be a big part of moving forward for them, and I'm just excited about the opportunity.
You played for Mike and... You played for Mike in Atlanta. Can you talk about what you know about Mike Mularkey and your relationship?
Oh, yeah, we had a good relationship up in Atlanta. He came in my second year, has a great offense, a great mind, how to put plays together and put I'm just trying to take full advantage of that. So we had a good relationship up in Atlanta, and we're reuniting in Jacksonville, and I'm just ready to move things forward and get on this field.
Why did you choose to leave Dallas? Was it strictly just a matter of a better payday here?
You know, it was a tough decision. But Dallas that's where I wanted to be at first, you know, and then when things came down to it, you know, me and my agent discussed, and, you know, this was a great opportunity for me to come play with a coach that I really like and an offense that I'm familiar with and back in my home state. I mean, it was just an exciting time. You know, I had to make a business decision, and I think I know I made the right one, and I'm just ready to get started.
Blaine was
Brian,
a...
how, well do you know Jerry Sullivan, and what was that spent with him last summer?
I know him coming from when I was coming out for the draft. He wanted me in San Francisco. He's like, usually when I want a player, I never get to draft him. So I just want to say good luck to you, and hopefully we get to draft you. But, you know, it all worked out, and I got to work out with him last year and learned a lot of things from him. And I think he had a great part of how I accomplished so much I did last year. And to be able to play for him and learn from him every day is going to be huge. He's going to get me where I want to be.
Blaine was in the building yesterday. What kind of conversation did you guys have as far as communication between the two of you?
Just about the season that I had and about the things that we want to do here in Jacksonville, and just watching some film already and just studying and learning and just excited. He was just real happy for me and just excited about the opportunity for him to coach me.
What's he like as a coach, Jerry Sullivan?
What was that?
What's Jerry Sullivan like as a coach?
Oh, he's a great coach. You know, he's very, very detailed, though, too. He's gonna harp on the little things and just make sure you're doing the things exactly how he wants it. And just, he's one of the NFL great wide receiver coaches in this game, and I'm happy he came out of retirement and now I have a chance to play for him, and it's just a great time.
I heard he's like kind of he's not easy on you guys.
Yeah, that's true, but you don't want it to be easy. This league's not easy, so you want somebody that's gonna, if he's hard on you, that means he really likes you, really wants you to do well and succeed. So, you know, you got to be coachable and understand that he just wants the best for you.
Laurent, can you talk about, did you play high school ball here in Florida, and just talk about the journey of going up to Illinois State and bouncing around the NFL a bit, yet coming back and being the top free agent wide receiver that they signed here?
Yeah, I did grow up in Rockledge, Florida. We won back-to-back state championships my junior and senior year, and then I got sent off to Illinois State, you know, for a scholarship. It was a little culture shock from coming from Florida to Illinois, where it's freezing cold and stuff, but I adapted. And then went on in the NFL, kind of bounced around some teams for a little bit, and now I finally found a home here in Jacksonville. I'm ready for it.
What was it like getting cut by San Diego and Dallas again in like a 2 or 3 week period in September? How did you cope with that?
Yeah, it was tough being released by San Diego. I knew I had a great last preseason game, and I was going to open up some eyes to other teams, but you know, it was still frustrating at the time, but I just tried to keep a positive attitude, you know, stay mentally tough and just be patient and know something else was going to happen. And then when it did happen, just do the best I can. And then I got released again, and then I was like, all right, you know, I'm just going to continue to keep working out, and hopefully that phone rings again in the next week, and it did. And I was able to just go back there and just take advantage of the opportunity.
Did the Cowboys how much of a push did they make to keep you? Did they counter the last offer, or did you even, like, take that to them?
Yeah, that's something you got to ask my agent. You know, they countered us, but it was pretty much stayed the same the whole time, and, like, you know, they couldn't really do too much. They really didn't have the cap space to make a significant run, and, you know, it all worked out here in Jacksonville, so we're just excited to be a Jaguar.
You said you were from Rockledge. Did you win those state championships for Rockledge High School or at Coco?
No, Rockledge High.
Okay. Any other sports that you played there, or was it just football?
Yeah, basketball, ran some track, but I was mostly a football and basketball guy.
Okay.
Why did you come to the Jaguars first?
Just because I knew the coaching staff here. I was familiar with them, and, you know, it felt like a great opportunity for me down there. And I just wanted to make the trip and see if that's where I wanted to be, and sure enough it was. But, you know, I didn't take all the rest of the trips just because this is where I wanted to be first.
Do you feel a lot of pressure? You know, now you got a big contract and a lot of expectations.
No, it hadn't even sunk in yet. To me, I'm still normal. I'm just playing football, a game that I love, and I'm just trying to have fun with it and play hard and win games, really.
Have you gotten a check yet?
No, I haven't, no.
anything else, guys?
Yeah, I just have one more. When you think about the fact that you're going to be playing in the NFL in your home state, I just wonder, coming out of high school, did Florida or Florida State show any interest in you? And who were the other receivers that were kind of the big-name guys in the state when you were playing high school ball?
No, Florida, Florida State, Miami, none of them had any interest in me, even though we did win back-to-back state championships. Kind of shocking, but, you know, it all worked out for me in Illinois State. Had a great time, great coaching staff, made some great friends. And coming out my year out of high school, I think it was just, I think Mike Williams, or Mike Sims-Walker, I think that was the only one that I was familiar with.
Congratulations.
Hey, thank you, LaRon, and appreciate it.
All right, thank you, guys. No problem.
Everybody hangs on the line. Chad will be calling right now.